Thank you very much for taking your time out to listen to the interview. Just a warning though that it does contain some strong language and adult themes. So if that isn't your thing and you're likely to be offended, I'm sure there's an old rerun of Gardener's World on or something. Enjoy. That was Yonica on Phoenix FM. I know I'm delighted to say that I'm joined by Teresa from the band Now to talk about their new EP. Teresa, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all well, thank you very much. So I suppose the big question is, how have you been? How's the past couple of months been for you? What's your lockdown situation?
I'm not going to lie, it's not been the worst. It's quite good. I've been writing a lot. So me and Alex live together, which is great because he obviously produces everything and knows how to play all the instruments, whereas I can sing and I can sing you everything you want, but I can't really play it. So, you know, we've just been writing loads and Rob's been writing with us loads. And I think it's quite nice. I've had a lot of time to think about everything, about where we want to go next, about like how we want everything to look. And it's good. Also, there's been days where I'm like, what the hell am I doing? But I'm healthy, I'm safe, and yeah.
Good to hear. So before we talk about the new EP, we've got to mention it's been nearly exactly a year. May 31st, 2019 is when your debut came out.
Nice.
Two UK tours, European shows, festival slots. How would you summate the year? You know, it's been crazy for you guys.
Oh my God, it's weird like that it's been a year now, and I'm so ready to close that chapter. Like, it was amazing, but it's crazy because we've just been constantly writing with loads of new material. So we're kind of, our heads in like the next stage already, which is great. But yeah, it's been good. It's been a really nice ride. And that album is really special to me, especially like lyrically. And I know that it helped quite a lot of people, which is absolutely incredible because, you know, I talk about mental health quite a lot in it and the struggles and kind of just, yeah, it's really nice. And I'm happy with it. But I'm definitely ready to start the next chapter.
Yeah. I'm gonna ask you about your lyrics and new music later, trust me. but the new EP, so it's a stripped back project, acoustic.
Yeah.
Where did the idea for this project come about?
Well, we were just like, so when we do the live shows, we would always play Guilty acoustic. And actually I've always had this thing, I never liked the recording on the album. It's just never, it's the one song I was always like, ah! I love the song, but the recording of it is just too hard for me. And it just never hit right. So we did it stripped back. And then everyone like loved it. And then the more and more we were doing like, sort of like these little stripped back sessions, we were like, these songs like work really well like that. And we really like it. So we're like, let's just do a nice little stripped EP just to like end that era of Yonica.
And did you record more than the three tracks in stripped back form and then pick the best ones? Or did you kind of choose those ones from the off and go, no, these ones are the ones we're going to go for?
Yeah, they kind of were the ones. We also tried to do Creature, but it wasn't coming off the right way. And also that's not from the album, but we have realised, because me and Alex play Punchbag stripped, like he plays on guitar now. And actually I am in love with it and I kind of wish we put that on there, but you know.
You can always, I'm sure, put it into your live set and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly.
And acoustic versions, they're a real way. I mean, we know your voice is fantastic anyway, but it's a real way to showcase your voice and also listen to the lyrics more. I think sometimes when it's more stripped back, acoustic, people like listen to it more. And sometimes the tracks are going to take on a new meaning to people. Did you find that at all for you when you were singing the tracks, that they kind of took on a new meaning to you at all?
Not really a new meaning, but the way I heard them, I found them much more like, I found them like quite beautiful when they were stripped back. When I wouldn't find them beautiful like when they're full, like all full throttle. I love them, but I didn't find like there wasn't like quite a beauty that I found in them. But now it's stripped, like Rockstar, I think it's really nice, just like a bit softer and just definitely nicer. Not nicer, but it's just a different thing, isn't it?
More elegant, yeah.
Yeah, but it was cool, so people can actually hear, because it's like a, you know, it's a loud band when we're playing, it's like, it could be quite hard sometimes to understand what I'm saying, but my lyrics, I tried to write lyrics with like some depth in them, so it's quite nice for everyone to actually be able to pick them out, I think.
Would you guide me through the dark if you knew my past? Would you leather me in sin if we didn't last? We've been driving for so long, can't believe we ain't crashed. No way, long before I was so numb, I thought I'd never feel. I drank half my mind away, didn't know what was real. I was looking for a way out, but the exit was sealed. No way. I stepped alone all my life, 'cause I couldn't see you. Tripped on love, you got cut, you were bleeding. I carried you through the night and emergency. Monsters in my bedroom till you came along. You scared them off and kissed my head, told me that they've all gone. You taught me how to stand up to my demons, that's real love. You've been messing around so much you forgot how to trust. Had the wool pulled over your eyes, but I ripped it off. I'm the pill you needed when you thought that you were. I slept alone all my life, 'cause I couldn't see you. Tripped on love, you got cut, you were bleeding. I carried you for the night and emergency.
And talking about your lyrics, they do mean a lot to a lot of people. They talk very honestly, very openly about mental health, and that's something that you guys talk about on stage as well, which I think is fantastic. Did that kind of play on your mind, thinking that people need these songs at the moment? You know, a lot of people around the world are going through a very difficult time at the moment, and kind of thinking.
Yeah.
Even, I mean, your songs anyway do a lot for people, but in the strict back form even more so. Did you kind of consider that? How does that make you feel?
When writing the song, so I started struggling like with anxiety and depression and stuff, like when was it? It must be like three or four years ago now. And yeah, and I was just like, because it's such, like, when it lands on you, it's such a strange thing, because you're unsure like how you really like did anything before. And And anyway, so I was like trying all these different things. I was like, trying meditation, trying yoga, I started reading like self-help books and all this kind of stuff. And then I come across the author, Matt Haig, and I read his book, Reasons to Stay Alive. And I felt like I was reading my own words, and that actually helped me loads, because I was like, I'm not the only one that's felt like this. It's not the first time anyone's ever felt like this. It's not the last time anyone's ever. And it really helped me. And I thought, and I started writing, my lyrics were all about how I felt in that moment. So they're all a bit like, you know, but yeah, and it did cross my mind. I was like, if I can let someone else know that I feel like that, so then if they feel like that, they know that they're not the only ones. I felt like it really helped me. So if I could help someone else doing that meant a lot to me.
So you find it quite cathartic, like getting your... And do you struggle when you're writing a song to get like your emotions down into a song, or do you find that quite easy?
I mean, when I'm in it, it just comes out. Like, I don't really struggle with it. So if I know when the song's not right, like is not true to me, because I'm really trying to find words to say, which makes me think I'm not fully in this feeling. So when I am, it kind of does just come out, to be honest. And I speak very obviously as well. It's like I don't really try and hide it in rhymes. It's just like, I feel shit, help me.
Well, I was just about to say, one of my favourite lyrics of yours is actually on the collaboration you did with Bring Me the Horizon.
Oh yeah.
And it's the lyric, hold on a minute, my anxiety is just about to kick in.
Hold on a minute, my anxiety is just about to kick in. Where did it go wrong?
It's just so like raw, and so it's not like a lyric really, is it? It's it just works so much. How did that collaboration come about? Obviously you guys went on tour together.
Yes, and so then like one night I was like, I just messaged Ollie, I was like, hi Ollie, I obviously love you guys, so if you'd ever be up for doing like a collab, I would absolutely 1,000,000% love to do that. Obviously I know you guys are hella busy, but you know. And then he messaged me back and said, I'd love to do that, only problem is time, and then kind of left it. And then a couple months later he messaged me, he was like, hey, we're gonna put out a mixtape, do you want to see if you can do anything on this track? And I was like, yes, obviously. And then he sent me the track. He actually sent me two tracks. He was like, can you just do some crazy long shouty things on this track, and then do whatever you want with this track lyrically, whatever. And I was like, okay. And to be fair, I was the one thing I did, the screamy thing was just so weird for me. And I was like, I don't know what this is, but I mean, they did use it. It wasn't good. But then the track they sent me, I pretty much wrote like loads of a whole song on it, really. And then they took it and did their whole thing on it. And then Ollie did his verse on it, and it was super cool. And I was listening to that again today. It's not something I can get bored of. It's like, I don't know. It's just interesting.
That album is just crazy. Like even the 24-minute track, like it's addictive. You're right. You just don't get bored.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Final question, actually, about the EP, because you did a competition for fans to do the artwork. So how did that come about? How did you go about picking? You must have had a lot of entries.
It was really hard. They're like, the talent is insane. I was just like, I got a bit nervous actually. I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to pick someone, because I'm quite like that. I get a bit like, it was, honestly, I was just going through them all and I was like, what the fuck? And like the fact that these people took the time, because the initial thought behind it was like, we want to be like way more interactive with fans, and we're trying to like work out ways to do it. And we were like, why don't we ask a fan to do the artwork and see how it goes, and we'll just send them like a load of merch and stuff and see how, yeah. And then anyway, this one came along and we were like, this is amazing, because it totally closes off this whole like phase for us as well. It just worked really well. But I did post like loads of other people's artwork as well, because I was just like, I can't not let people see this because it's great. So yeah, it was, yeah, I love our fans, they're amazing.
So you talk about closing the process. You spoke about new music. Were you guys thinking about recording, writing before this whole lockdown shenanigans kicked in?
Yeah, we were already doing it. So it's kind of just like an extension of that. So we've got a lot of stuff going on right now.
And what's kind of, I take it as more working towards an album sort of thing rather than EP, or have you not really decided yet?
Well, that's the thing. We're not really decided, because it's hard because obviously it takes so long to do anything. Well, to like release stuff in music, like you can have the product there, but then it's like long time for anything. So we're kind of deciding at the moment, like, do we do singles? Do we do an EP? Do we do an album? But we kind of want to like give a taste of what we are for. So if we do an album, it's going to be a long time before we release anything. But if we do like a couple singles into an EP or something, then we can like start doing stuff now. And I just want to get stuff out ASAP. So, yeah.
And how's it sounding sonically? Is it similar to the Onika we know and love? Is there a bit of development there? Maybe a bit of a surprise on the sound at all?
I think it's quite different, but in a good way. It's gone up a couple levels in like power. So yeah, it's kind of like I'm so excited. I literally cannot wait to share it with everyone. It's more just like taking back power. Like it's just like here I am. Fucking have it, bitch. You know what I mean? It's like, it's not being, like, I feel like we can walk through this life so much. And I'm so guilty of it until, like only recently. Of just being, like, almost being told what to do and, like, how to do everything. And you only start making people believe in you when you take, like, the control and be like, this is what it is. And if you don't like it, don't like it. Like, that's still going to happen. And I think it's really, I've just been thinking about it a lot. It's like, I think it's just, you've got to take power.
And how does a Yonika song come about to be a song from the first development? Is it kind of you writing lyrics, sending them over, matching them to chords, vice versa?
It starts quite differently. So there will always be, we're writing a lot on piano at the moment, which is cool.
You're not going to do a lot at Monkeys, Tranquility Base, Hotel and Casino, do a whole
piano album. No. But the piano doesn't sound like a piano. It's like all synthy and stuff. It's really cool. It's hard. It's like, it's going to make you dance. Because that's another thing. I don't want to lose that element because I fucking love watching mosh pits and just people dancing. Like it's like the best thing. It's so good to see, and I love when people scream with passion. I don't want to write something really soft, or not yet anyway. There is like a couple of soft ones on there, but it's strong. I'm really excited.
So my final question to you, Teresa, is out of all of your experience you've had with Yonika on the past album cycle, is there anything you learned from that, which then going into the second cycle, you're thinking, we've got to do that differently?
So much. Like, I don't know if anyone really knows, but we're not with our old label Atlantic anymore. Yeah. And that's been the most refreshing thing ever. And I feel blessed that we have done that because we learned so much from that. And now that we're not going to take into our next deal and we're not going to do anywhere in the music. Like, the thing is, when we first signed and we were first writing that album, it was all very quick. And we were still learning and growing and to know what we wanted to be and what we want to do. Whereas now it's there. I can see everything. Everything is like got a visual to it, and it's all like a formed thing now where it wasn't before. So it's a lot of, I feel like we used to chase a lot of people for everything, and we're not doing that anymore.
Is that still a thing then? Because I thought it's almost cliche, that whole when you're on a major label, you don't have as much like power, as much choice, you know. And then Ed Sheeran comes along and says, like, look, I can do what the hell I want, I'm not gonna cut my hair and all that. But that still goes on, does it?
It's more in the case where we weren't ready, so we were kind of, you know, as much as like we got to the album stage, it was a very that had to be very quick, whereas like we have time now to completely get everything in order, whereas we didn't have anything in order before. Like, honestly, that is just what it was. It was just that we were learning. So we were like, okay, that's kind of cool. It's all been a learning process, and it's really good, but I know how we're gonna do everything now, and we're not gonna like, we're gonna tell everyone that what we want, rather than people being like, this could be good. It's like, we've done that, and we don't wanna do that again.
Thank you so much. I think that's
nice. Thank you.
I wanted to ask you. We were going to play the acoustic version of Rockstar, so could you just introduce it for us?
Hi, this is Teresa from Yonika, and this is our acoustic version of Rockstar.
So just lately, I've been beat down. I picked my head up, put it up in the clouds, wrap my dreams round. Something so clear, how can it feel? so far but so near. It's a house up on Mars, on the falling of Christ. That I'll be blinded by lights, and there'll be no rules for my gang. I'll be screaming my name, and nothing else matters. Nothing else matters. We ain't got no money, we're just living free. I just wanna be a rock star, baby. Be a love-filled junkie, live on movie scenes. I just wanna be a rock star, baby. I'll be a magazine queen. Be the spark when you light up everything you could dream. Oh, wouldn't it be special to live forever 18? It's a house up on Mars, all the fun and the price. That I'll be blinded by lights, and there'll be no rules for my gang. They'll be screaming my name, and nothing else matters. Nothing else matters. Just living free. I just wanna be a rock star, baby. Be a level junkie, live on movie stays. I just wanna be a rock star, baby. I just wanna be a rock star.